Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir here on Season 5 and on all seasons, Blinander, where we talk about a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Season 5 in Perek Vav, in Chapter 6, Mishnah Vav, Paragraph 6, excuse me, Vav 6-6. We are almost at the last few Mishnahs. We have a couple of days left, and then we're finishing off and taking our big summer hiatus before we come back, God willing, with the start of the school year. Gedola Torah, Torah is great. How great is Torah? She nosenes chayim le'oseh ba'olam hazeh of olam haba. It confers life upon its practitioners, both in this world and in the world to come. Torah is great for us, for this world and the world to come. Shemaraz, it says, ki chayim heim le'motzeihem l'chol b'sara merape. For they, the teachings of the Torah, life to those who find them, and healing to his entire flesh. The Omer also says, Refuos tehi l'sharecha, v'shikui l'atzmosecha. It shall be healing to your body and marrow to your bones. The Omer, and it says, very famous pasuk, Yitzchayim hi l'machazikim ba v'somcha me'oshar. We say that every Shabbos. It is a tree of life to those who grasp it, and its supporters are praiseworthy. The Omer, and it says, K'liv yaschein heim l'roshecha v'anakim l'gar g'rosecha. It's a garland of grace for your head and necklaces for your neck. It should give to your life, it should give to your head a garland of grace, a crown of glory. It will deliver to you. It says, indeed, through me, through the Torah, your day shall be increased, and your life of years of life shall be added to you. And it says, so we're talking Tin Tilin Roshecha, we're talking Kivi Yervu Yomecha, we're talking Orachim Bimina Bismullah Oshir Vekavod. The lengthy days are at its right and its left are wealth and honor. V'omer ki Orachim Mishnos Chaim V'shalom Yosifu Lach. The lengthy days and years of life and peace shall they add to you. Torah adds life. Torah adds value. Torah adds direction. Torah adds only wonderful good things to your life and the world of the world and the life of the world to come. So even if you can't learn 10 hours a day, even if you can't learn 5 hours a day, learn as much as you can, a couple hours a day. A couple hours a day would be ideal, actually. A couple of minutes a day. Do those OU Torah emails that I talk about all the time, whether it's the Nach Yomi email or the Shtai Mikra Yomi email, or whether it be whatever, different ways to just listen to a little Torah, listen to a podcast, listen to a shir, read an article. Any way you could have Torah in your life, a little bit to spark your life, to spark yourself. The Sfarno points out, the sages enumerate a number of mitzvos which Adam Ocha Perasim Ba'olam Hazeh Ve'akaren Kayemes Lo Olam Haba. Person enjoys its fruits in this world, but its principle remains intact for him in the world to come, from Peah. Among them, the Mishnah states, V'talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The study of Torah is equivalent to them all. Hence, our Braisa teaches us that Torah confers life and happiness on different levels in this world and the world to come. The Tana brings proof from these psukim in Proverbs and Mishlei that Torah is the cause of life and happiness in this world. That is also the source of life and happiness in the world to come, all according to the quality of one's occupation with Torah and commensurate with the extent of one's effort. So put the effort in, Lefum Tzara Agra. Pirkei Avos teaches us, put the effort in, you will see the rewards, you'll see the benefits, the whole life will be so much better, so much greater for having Torah involved in your life. The Sfarno, the notes point out, by quoting from the Mishnah Meseches Peah, focuses on the phraseology of our Tana, who states that both this world and the world to come are affected by one's study of Torah. The Tana in Peah extols Torah beyond all other mitzvahs and assures us that it benefits man in both worlds. In our Braisa, proof that the power of Torah can effectuate a multitude of blessings is brought from 8 different psukim in Mishlei. The Sfarno points out, however, that these blessings are on different various levels, depending upon the motivation and the degree of one's application to the pursuit of Torah scholarship. So make sure to be involved in Torah. Make sure to be involved in Torah endeavors, excuse me, in Torah chesed, in life of chesed. Make sure to learn a little bit every day. A few minutes, a few hours would be ideal, but at least a few minutes every day. What can you be involved in? Torah, it is great. It gives life to practice in this world and in the world to come. Join us next time as we talk about wonderful things that come about through a Torah lifestyle as well here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.